Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 1058 slide. Visible translated text is as follows, that I had never seen before at the west end of the dressing room on the second floor of the pencil factory. That spot was not there Friday. The spot was about 4 or 5 inches in diameter, and little spots behind these from the rear, 6 or 8 in number. I discovered these between 6:30 and 7 o'clock Monday. It was blood. It looked like some white substance had been wiped over it. We kept potash and haskalene, both white substances, on this floor. This white stuff was smeared over the spots. It looked like it had been smeared with a coarse broom. There was a broom on that floor, leaning up against the wall. No, the broom didn't show any evidence of having been used, except that it was dirty. It was used in the metal department for cleaning up the grease. The floor was regularly swept with a broom of finer straw. I found some hair on the handle of a bench lathe. The handle was in the shape of an L. The hair was hanging on the handle, swinging down. Mel Stanford saw this hair. The hair was not there on Friday. The gas jet that the girls sometimes use to curl their hair on is about 5 feet from the machine where the hair was found. Machine number is number 10. It is my machine. I know the hair wasn't there on Friday, for I had used that machine up to quitting time, 5:30. There was a pan of haskalene about 8 feet from where the blood was found. The nearest potash was in vats in the plating department, 20 or 25 feet away. The latter part of the week, I found a piece of a pay envelope, States Exhibit U, under Mary Fagan's machine. I have examined the area around the elevator on the main floor, and I looked down the ladder, and I never saw any stick. I did not find any envelope or blood or anything else there. Cross-examination. I never searched for any blood spots before, until Miss Jefferson came in and said she understood Mary had been murdered in the metal department. Then I started to search right away. That was the only spot I could find. I could tell it was blood by looking at it. I can tell the difference between blood and other substances. I found the hair some few minutes afterward, about 6 or 8 strands of hair, and pretty long. Yes, I left the machine on Friday. I left a piece of work in there. When I got back, the piece of work was still there. It had not been disturbed. The machine was in the same position in which I left it Friday night. There was no blood under this machine. There is no number or amount on the envelope I found, and no name on it, just a little loop, a part of a letter. Yes, I have been aiding Mr. Dorsey, and the detective searched the building. Yes, Mr. Dorsey subpoenaed me to come to his office. It was a state subpoena. I gave him an affidavit. Mel Stanford, sworn for the state. I have been working at the National Pencil Company a little over 2 years. I swept the whole floor in the metal room of Friday, April 26th. On Monday there, after I found a spot that had some white haskalene over it,